Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today, because when do you get concerned about your bank? When do you pull your money out? When do you jump? When do you run? Let me know, okay? Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And I am going to move myself to the corner of the video and show you guys around the boat. Let me take a look at that. But there's a lot to cover, and let's get right into it. New York Community Bancorp is a fairly large bank that was doing well up until about a year or so ago. Or were they? That's the question. And what we have to ask ourselves right now is, when you see all these banks, since Silicon Valley Bank went down almost a year ago, next month, you're starting to see more banks that have had problems. Now, New York Community Bancorp is the latest bank to have a problem. Their stock dropped, and just forget this month, last month, 37%. And they have a real problem with what? Commercial loans. They're going to see more and more banks go out of business because of the problem with real estate than you've ever seen in our lifetimes. And it's just a matter of time. And this bank is not immune to this. They've got real problems, and people know it. And you know, if you look at all the stories below about this, you're seeing that the investment companies, Motley Fool, all these people are saying this is a real problem right now. And is it so much of a problem that they're gonna be down for the count? So I think it's just a matter of time. But again, guys, you need to have multiple banks that you put your money into. You need to have cash on hand. You need to make sure that you have your credit cards active. You know, met a lot of people on the boat, and two people thanked me for using their credit cards. You know, Dan, you made the suggestion of doing a small purchase on the credit cards to make sure that they were open. And again, $10, use the card, even if you haven't paid off, that is. And that way, they're gonna stay active. They will reactivate, and they will think that you're an active customer, so they will not close the account if you do that. The problem is people just let it slide and don't use it and pay it off, and they don't think anything about it. But the banks are looking for excuses to get rid of us, and they're also looking for excuses not to tell us the kind of financial shape that they're in. So this is a real problem. Plus, the next thing is the price of EV cars. You want to get a deal on an EV car? They're almost free right now. If you look at the article from Fortune magazine below, it is absolutely a joke. People that bought the Chevy Bolt, for example, in 2021, that paid $40,000 for a car, and now the car appraises in 2 years' time at $14,000. They'll probably have trouble getting $14,000 for the car. But that's the other thing, is if you have to have an EV car, look at a used purchase right now, because it is incredible how it is just a car depression right now as far as the price that they are charging right now. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Hertz is unloading so many of their Teslas because of the problems that they had with it. And now the Chevy Bolt, you're seeing them go, you know, for garage sale prices. So take a look at this stuff. Look around. I don't care what you want to buy right now. Do yourself a favor and just be a better shopper right now. Research things and purchase things, because everything's going on sale right now. There's a lot to cover in this video, but you're gonna see a lot of stuff right now that we thought was gonna be much higher priced and maintain its value, and it's not. You're seeing a lot of problems in a lot of different sectors of the economy. So let's cover some more. This whole trip has been very relaxing, to say the least. But one thing that happens is that I get a slew of things sent to me for some reason at the same time. A lot of people see something and they think about it and they go, Dan, let me send this to Dan. The latest thing is reward points and reward programs and things like that, which brings up the conversation of food affordability and are you just overpaying for something to get something for free? The latest company to have a rewards program is KFC. They're going to have an online reward program through the app. The thing about this, when they do app programs, it's generally designed for younger people. Most older folks don't, I'm going to order through the app and get 10 points for every dollar I spend. And, oh, I get a free, mashed potatoes. Okay. It's more designed for that, but KFC is going to do this big push and we'll see if that gets them any money. But McDonald's has got real problems in that they thought that their growth was going to be at 4.7% and it was 3.6%, which is big. But their CEO, Chris Kempinski, he brought up some great stuff about affordability for fast food. Now, you guys, when you think about McDonald's, you don't sit there and go, wow, the quality is amazing. I go there for a burger. Everybody has their favorite burger place. And I've never heard somebody go, yeah, it's a quarter pounder. That, for me, that's just where I drive to get that. It's always In-N-Out, Shake Shack, Steak and Shake, whatever. I Five Guys, or as I like to call them, $45 guys. Anyways, Chris Kempinski was talking about affordability for the clients. And the low-end customer, think about this, they've lost the low-end value customer because of affordability with McDonald's. McDonald's is so expensive right now that the average person cannot afford to eat at McDonald's. He has taken so much heat for the $18 combo meals and $6 hash browns. You know, those hash browns, what do they cost? 25 cents for those things that they deep fry, that they smash, they're smashed tater tots that they deep fry, and they're charging $6 for that. That is a criminal act, to say the least. But McDonald's is talking about how they're going to try to bring people back. And there's a second article talking about how here we're going to bring back great food. We're going to bring back, food that's going to challenge other restaurants. Again, do any of you sit there and say, I want to go and have the greatest burger in the world at McDonald's, and I'm so excited about what they're going to come up with for flavor and for new taste. Who believes that? But there is a real problem in this world. You're going to see a tremendous amount of rich people and a tremendous amount of poor people, but the poor people won't be able to eat at McDonald's. This is unbelievable when you think about this. And how about this one? Because this is another story about McDonald's that was sent to me. It is going to cost the average franchisee in California an additional $250,000 a year this year, starting in 2024, because of the increase in wages. Now, that's if you sell nothing more. It's just going to cost you $250,000 more to run your franchise. You guys have to understand this. I had a brother that looked at a McDonald's franchise years ago, decades ago. And this was the thing: that you got a McDonald's franchise, it made you rich. And that's why you hear about people that own 11, 15 of them, things like that. But they want you to live in the community that you service. So you're not going to buy a McDonald's. You're not going to live in California and buy one in Chicago. It's just not going to happen. So you have to live there. You have to participate, be in part of it. But it was really a cash cow. Now, this is killing things. It is making it so it's so expensive that people cannot afford to eat at these places right now. And think about this. They're admitting that the value and that the customer, the low-end customer, which is who I think eats at McDonald's, can't afford their product anymore. So to try to do a push to bring families in and people, for a dining experience, it's a joke. When I was a kid, McDonald's tried to do things where they called themselves the Big Mac Supper Club. And I don't know if you guys remember this. And it was in the late 70s. And they would have cheesy entertainment where they would say, hey, do you want to, put on a magic show? You could work at the Big Mac Supper Club. And they really tried to make it a dining place. And it was to compete with Pizza Hut. And if, for those of you that don't remember, Pizza Hut actually had sit-down restaurants at one point that you would walk in and you would order pizza at Pizza Hut and sit down. I did this with my family quite often. And then they had the games and they had the salad bar and things like that. And it was just a dining experience. And that went to the wayside. And Pizza Hut's food is horrible now. But, when you think of value, you don't think of places like McDonald's. The article also talked about Chipotle and how Chipotle is going to be value-based. How? It's too expensive. People have sent me photos of burritos that cost, burrito and a drink is $18. Who can afford that? Let me know what you think about this. there is basically a mini shopping mall on the boat. All these stores, different places. They open at different times, but we're out to sea right now, so most things are open right now. But a bunch of high-end stores. Very cool. There's a full-blown casino on the boat, and as long as you're in international waters, the casino's open. And it's got everything from table games to slots to everything. Absolutely huge, really big, nice. One thing that's very cool on the boat is they have an area called the galley on the 15th floor, which is all the restaurants, and it's everything. And it changes, and it's open 24 hours a day. So let's go check it out. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Think about this. CNBC just reported that gold could hit $2,400 an ounce. That is wild, and that's in 2024. You don't want to miss all-time highs on gold. The best place to call is Patriot Gold Group. Call them today, 888-330-1431. They have IRAs and 401ks that are backed by precious metals. All types of metals, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, they have it all. Contact the good people at Patriot Gold, get a free investor guide, and find out how an IRA or 401k that's backed by physical metals can make a huge difference with your future and your retirement. Look at what central banks are doing. They are buying metals. Contact them today. Use the link below or call them and let them know that I allegedly sent you. 888-330-1431. Do it today before it's too late. Again, you don't want to miss out on the predictions that Patriot Gold, and CNBC has made for gold itself, where you could see gold hit $2,400 an ounce. Contact them today, guys, before it's too late. So we're out to sea today, but there's just, everybody's on board. You've got tacos and the taco bar, and today it's fish tacos. You've got fried avocado, got al pastor. Just amazing, it really is. But it just, drinks and Diet Cokes all the time and everything like that. But a real cool space. And they've got the ramen house where you can get ramen noodles whenever you want, which is just absolutely just amazing. Every now and then you hear about somebody that successfully sells a company and they cash out. And then I'm always surprised when a short time later, they're given the opportunity to buy back the company. Now, one thing that's very famous when it comes to selling a company, and if you talk to any business broker about this, a lot of companies are sold with this in mind, where you've got a flamboyant owner who's kind of different, like Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports. And people sit there and they go, that guy's an imbecile. We're going to be able to do this so much better. And Penn International bought that place for hundreds of millions of dollars. Dave cashed out. And last August, about 6 months ago, he bought the company back for a dollar from them because they couldn't make it work without the idiot, okay? So Dave Portnoy, who's a brilliant guy, character, to say the least, without a doubt, but he couldn't do this. Now, on the flip side of that is Adam Neumann. Who's he? He's the guy that was running WeWork and ran it into the ground, and he fleeced the company. He took advantage of that place going public and took so many things out of the company, and it was amazing. It really was. So Adam goes and doesn't basically sell the company. He loses the company, loses rights to ownership. Now, right now, it's being reported that he's trying to buy the company out of bankruptcy. He's hired some real top-notch lawyers to come out and buy that place. Okay? Totally unimpressed. Think about this. They had over 850 different WeWork locations around the world at their peak. They're now in the 600s, low 600s right now. But again, I hate the place. I hate the free love community of working. I take advantage of things like this, but it's not productive. It's not productive for me. I don't think it's productive for a team. And that pot smoking loser was somebody that was just taking advantage of investors and living on their money, flying around in his corporate jet. So, you know, share your thoughts about that. You know, one more thing about rewards programs and things like that is, we hear about these programs that are offered every now and then where this is going to revolutionize this. Your credit card, when you swipe it, you're going to be given tickets to the ball game. You're going to be given crypto. You're going to be given some incentive. Well, now there is a company, RBN, that wants to make it so that you can get miles and points for real estate purchases and buying and selling a house. Think about it. If you sell a $500,000 house, you'll get 500,000 points. Points for what? That's what I say, is that it's like the KFC app. It's like, points for what? You know, are you going to sit there and go, oh, honey, we have to download the KFC app because we're going to get points? Think about this. When I go to the Angel games and the Angels win, it's the cheesiest thing ever that people boo when they announce this, is that if the Angels win, which is not very often, when they win, we'll give you a free medium fry in the app. Just open the app and show your proof of purchase of your ticket, and you will get a free medium fry. Not a large fry, a medium fry, you cheese monsters. Now, coffee, the best app I ever found was CBTL. You spend $40 and they give you a free cup of coffee. And as a member of their club, they give you discount drinks and things like that throughout the month, and it's a real big deal. The only problem was you have to buy the CBTL coffee maker, and they used to fix it because they leak like a sieve. And they fixed, I had 5 different replacements. The last replacement that I got, I went to them and said, hey, it started to leak. And they said, we've got bad news because we only have a year warranty. Well, it was a year ago. No, it was a year and 5 days ago, sir. So we're not going to honor the warranty. So I literally have spent thousands of dollars with them. And spent in the last year, I spent $40 at CBTL because they didn't give me the coffee maker. So kind of crazy, guys. So they do this to themselves, but it's interesting. Who else do you know that's bought their company back for a song like Dave Portnoy did? Because I think it's interesting. But the Adam Neumann guy, I think he's an imbecile. There's nothing about that guy that makes me have any faith in him as a businessman. So share your thoughts on that. The service has been absolutely amazing. It's just been absolutely just a fantastic trip. And this is an adults only cruise, which I didn't know until I got here. So there's no kids on board. And but just really, really nice. And everybody's been gracious. Everybody's been fantastic. Just really, really good.
Our warm-up race could conclude right now. We have, folks, will we have a winner? We have...
Who do you want to win? Let me hear you cheer for. Who do you want to win?
Folks, we do have a winner.
There's a walking track on the 16th floor of the boat, and it's closed right now because it's too windy up there. So, kind of fun. It's big, too. People go up there, they run, they walk. And I'll try to get some pictures for you and show you that. I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. And there's a wild story out of California that is a company called Lamb Fuels that they would get damaged vehicles and abandoned vehicles, and they would then siphon the fuel from it, which I didn't even know was a thing you could do. So they would siphon the fuel, they would treat the fuel, and then they would go to low-income gas stations and sell them the fuel at a reduced cost because they basically got it for free. So they're giving these gas stations, you know, incredible discounts, but people inadvertently put fuel that was completely damaged and never should have been put into another vehicle and should have been, you know, destroyed and treated and sent to a recycling plant, you know, where fuel and oils and things like that are processed. But no, they sold it to unsuspecting gas stations. So this company is in huge trouble, and they're getting prosecuted for this and getting charged, and there'll be fines and felonies and things like that that they're being charged with. But that's wild that they thought about that, and they did that. Final story is Taylor Swift, okay? One thing that I get a kick out of with football is that you can bet some crazy stuff on what they call proposition bets, whether there is, you know, who scores first, how they score, is it a field goal, will there be a safety in the game, will there be a defensive touchdown. I'm not kidding you guys. There's just dozens and dozens of weird bets that you can place on the Super Bowl. And just ask any degenerate gambler and he will tell you. But now you throw Taylor Swift into the mix, and Taylor Swift, you have bets, will she make it to the game because she's performing the day before in Tokyo? You know, there, you can bet on that. Okay, that's crazy. The next thing is, you know, will Travis Kelce propose to her? Will he do it on the 50-yard line after the game? Will she announce that she's pregnant? And I'm not kidding you. You can bet on stuff like that. In other words, you can throw your money away on stuff like that. The final thing with Taylor Swift is this. There is a thing called Flight Tracker. And there is a kid named Jack Sweeney, who is the guy that used to follow Elon Musk playing around and report it. Now he's doing it with Taylor. And he says, and Taylor's got a team of lawyers and then some, who wrote this kid a cease and desist and told him that he was putting her life in danger. And he's like, that's ridiculous because I'm just giving public information out. There's nothing that I'm doing that you can't get online for free. Now, remember, if you go back to the Elon Musk story, when he did this with Elon, Elon said, if anybody does live tracking to show where they are at a particular time, like they're in the air and they're going to land in Dallas, that he's going to ban people from X, Twitter, whatever they're calling it this week. The point is that he doesn't want somebody's safety done. Now, if the flight is over with and it's after the fact and you want to talk about a previous event, he said. So in other words, you land and you get in your car. Yeah, Taylor Swift is in Miami right now, you know, so fascinating stuff, though. So hope you guys enjoyed the cruise ship. Hope you enjoyed seeing something a little different. Onward and upward, guys. You want to email me something, hello@iallegedly.com, and I will see you guys very soon.